and 88.9.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Quarter. Karen Lawrence, our sideline reporter, is over to our left here, and we'll have some prizes to hand out as this evening goes along as well. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. And Matt, good show lined up tonight. We'll be talking soccer and football this evening.
Football and football, right?
That's right. Depending on where you're from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it should be a great show tonight. We've got, you look at soccer, they've got several home matches coming up at the latter part of the season, so definitely some good opportunities to be able to get out to Bearcat pitch. And then, of course, football hitting the meat of their schedule, the toughest part of the schedule starting this week. So things really start to get interesting over the next month or so.
Football coming off a good win last Saturday at home, a 69-0 win of Leonardwood. And really, they opened up, played well at the very start, and really kept that momentum going through the entire game.
Yeah, I think a big key in that game is to see the run game momentum continue. Now, obviously, they'll see a more physical defense and a better defense against Pitt this week, but to see two straight weeks of the running game being consistent and being dominant, hopefully that means the confidence level is there for the offense, that they know they can do that, and we'll see if that carries over into seeing some tougher defenses.
Yeah, and it really starts off with Pitt State this week.
Yeah, it does. Pitt State is it's Pitt State. We know it's no different than any other year going into that game, except for the fact that it's not too often you play Pittsburgh State after they've lost a game, and that's what happened last week. They dropped a game to Emporia State, so really they're going to be hungry. They can't afford to lose another game. They may not make the playoffs now with two losses, so they know they have to win out, and so they're going to be hungry, and they're a very talented football team, and hunger and talent are two things that when you put them together can make a team very dangerous.
And back on a campus site, first time that Northwest has played down in Pittsburgh, Kansas during a regular season game in quite some time after being at Arrowhead for a number of years. Of course, last year they came up and played Northwest in Maryville, but it's been fun to go back down into that atmosphere at Pittsburgh, Kansas and get the campus site this time.
And honestly, it's a tremendous college football atmosphere down there. The way the stadium is set up, they've got the tailgating just outside the stadium in a huge parking lot there, and atmosphere wise it's tremendous. If it weren't for Pittsburgh State, I'd like to go down there all the time. But it makes, when you've got a tough opponent and you've got a good atmosphere, a loud crowd, the way the stadium's built, it really holds the sound real well. So it'll be fun even for an opponent going in there in a big game with a big crowd to be able to participate in that, and I'm sure the Cats are looking forward to that.
One thing we might touch upon before we go to the rest of our show here too is just volleyball. After a lot of home matches, they go on the road this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. They had a stretch of seven straight at home. Now they've got a four-match swing on the road. So, that happens. You got to play a few on the road. But I think they had a solid homestand. They got some good wins. The losses that they had were against some really good teams. I think they made some good progress. They've got a few steps to take, but they're not major steps to get themselves into the upper echelon of the MIAA. So they're in an encouraging spot right now.
And they're on the road tomorrow, the 7 o'clock match at Topeka against Washburn, and then they'll travel to Emporia on Saturday to face Emporia State in a 7:30 matchup there. So that's the way a lot of the weekend looks for Northwest Missouri State fall sports. When we come back, we'll be hearing from head soccer coach Tracy Hoses. She'll talk about the season at this point. A little bit later in our program, we will have Lizzie Lee off the soccer team. Of course, we'll be hearing from head football coach Adam Dorrell, as well as an offensive lineman off his team and senior Shane Smith. That's all coming up on the show a little bit later on this evening. Don't forget, the support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. Again, we'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Tracy Hoza. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. or at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk soccer with Northwest Missouri State women's soccer coach Tracy Hosa. And Coach, you're getting to a point in that season where 6 matches left on the regular season schedule, so down to the latter part, I guess you could say, of that schedule. How do you feel things have gone? Where's the team at right now as you look forward to those last 6 matches?
You know, of the last 6 matches, 4 at home, and the last 6, 5 are conference matches. So, you know, 1, we're excited to be home. 2, you know, we knew we would start to play better in October. September was a little bit off for us. And after our last weekend, Friday's game was a tough one. And Sunday to turn around and play well on Washburn's field. I think we've only ever won once down there. So to come away with a point was good. So, you know, we had a good week of practice. A lot going on to goal. And I think the players are excited that we're home. You know, out of the 3 weekends, 2 are home.
What's been the big challenge over the years with Washburn and trying to win in Topeka?
It's, you know, being on a different type of turf. That's always kind of been an issue there when you go into an away field and the field is also a turf field. You have to balance that.
Do you see many turf fields over the course of a season?
Yeah, a little less than half is what you'll see. It's kind of the norm.
And even with the turf, the fake grass, whatever, are there differences in those styles of turf?
Absolutely,
even?
Yeah. It depends on when they're put in, the purpose that they serve. You know, Forte's has a very nice turf field, and it's specifically for soccer. You'll see some turf. It's the old kind of turf. Doesn't have a lot of per cubic feet, or so it won't have a lot of blades.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it'll run a lot faster if it doesn't have a lot of blades. So yeah, absolutely.
With getting a chance to play on natural grass, does it kind of slow the game down? What's the big difference between a turf and a natural grass?
It will slow the game down, but it'll slow the ball down. The ball doesn't take quick bounces. And then that's the main one. It does slow the game down.
Over the weekend, you were talking about this earlier this week, you had a change in goal and an inexperienced goalie that mm-hmm. sounds like she did a pretty good job for not having a lot of experience there.
She's inexperienced to the college environment. She has done some goal in high school and club, mainly in club. And Lizzie is always, in the last 4 years, she would always say, just put me in goal, I'll go in goal. And, you know, we had to put her in. Friday was a little bit of her first game, get used to it. Sunday, you know, the one goal she gave up was a penalty kick. If you know about penalty kicks, it's a 1v1 against the keeper. You know, the advantage is definitely with the kicker.
And who isn't very far away, mind you, from the keeper.
No. they did an equivalence with baseball and a pitcher throwing to a hitter, and it's the chances of the goalkeeper getting it are less than the chances of a hitter hitting the ball from the pitcher if they have it timed onto that second. But Lizzie Lee did a great job. 9 saves, unbelievable. She's confident, she's aggressive in 1v1s. And, you know, she's also a senior, so she's been around and she knows that we need her in there, having both our goalkeepers out right now. So she definitely stepped up on Sunday.
What's the biggest challenge of playing in goal when you don't have the experience? What are you having to look for? What do you have to adjust yourself to?
One of the biggest things you want to have in a goalkeeper is communication and confidence. And Lizzie has that. And she can communicate, she can organize the back. She's quite quick in there, and she's aggressive. And you've a big thing you look for, too, is how tough are you mentally. You know, when you see someone running at you with studs up in a 1v1, you're going in and your face could be on the ground. And that type of environment, Lizzie will thrive in.
Is it important? You talk about the communication with the goalie. Obviously, the one player that consistently can see the whole field, does that make it that much more important to have that communication?
They organize. They will see things, and you want them to organize, and you want them to see things because that keeps them active and keeps them engaged in the game, and that's what Lizzie can do, and she's a very, very smart player.
How big of a help can the defenders just in front of her be in, and not just her, but any goalie, obviously, in having a good game and being consistent and that sort of thing? How important are those defenders?
Well, your defenders, their role is to deny shots, deny penetration, and get in front of them. So our goalkeeper is not exposed in a 1v1. It's more in defending, you always want to have numbers up. So it becomes a 1 versus 2. There's 2 of us, and your defender is the second-to-last line of defense.
So this weekend, a couple of home matches. You've got Hayes on Friday and then Nebraska-Kearney on Sunday. Let's start with Hayes. What do you anticipate out of them?
You know, they'll be organized. They're technically sound. They're pretty smart on and off the ball. They've got good mobility. They'll challenge us from the word go. They'll be pretty direct, and you know, they'll work hard.
And what about Nebraska-Kearney?
Nebraska-Kearney a little bit better than last year. Very organized in the back. They'll tend to play direct balls, so we've got to be alert and ready to receive those balls and try and take control of the game in and around the midfield.
Who are some of those players for you that need to step up or need to be there for this team to have success the last 6?
You know, you're going to look at Lizzie Lee be one of them. Even though she's in a different position, she still is in a leadership role and a communication role and a confidence role. Katie Lindsay in the center back, Cassie Phillips in the center mid, Chris McElhose in center mid, and Anna Holden, who's been giving us 10-15 minutes every half and has been very effective when she has been on. So those are the players that we look to rise up to the occasion and to build everybody else up around them.
You mentioned earlier about how you expected and you're seeing play in October to be better than September. What have been the steps that have made play better this month?
Been at home a little bit more, not been at home away from Thursday to Sunday, you know, traveling 10-15 hours on the weekends, getting into a better rhythm. Some players are stepping up and playing a little bit better, and working on what we work on in practice, whether it's possession, whether it's movement off the ball, whether it's reading the game and predicting where the ball is going to go.
I know we've talked with other coaches. Just talk about the importance of the support being at home. You talk about not having to travel, but I would guess the support and the crowd at home is a big part of it as well.
Yeah, we have fantastic support from the high school, from the clubs, from the university, from coaching staff, the kids. I mean, it's always nice to see the kids out there playing soccer. And you know, Sundays are mainly our day to get a little bit more support. The 3 o'clock games on the Friday are a little bit tougher, but Sundays is... And we play a little earlier too. You know, there's a reason behind it. It's 12 o'clock. I'd go a little bit earlier if we could. But Sundays is a great day. It's just nice seeing a lot of support out there.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That is Tracy Hosa, head women's soccer coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, four out of the last six matches at home, including Friday. They'll face Fort Hays State at 3 o'clock Sunday at home against Nebraska Kearney. You heard her talk about Lizzie Lee quite a bit there, and we'll hear from Lizzie when we come back on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW from downtown Maryville.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Giveaway to a handout here at the show here at Carson's as we have a student body gift card. This will go to G.L. Long over here to our right as a golden winner. So a student body gift card coming up, and go over and see Karen here to her left and pick up your gift card. And again, as we mentioned, Lizzie Lee with us from the Northwest soccer team, a senior out of Millard South in Omaha. And Lizzie, talking just a little bit about making the big change. Your coach, Tracy Hosa, just talked a little bit about moving into goal this past weekend, and just talked about that transition.
Yeah. It's been, it was fun. Definitely nerve-wracking, definitely a change. I played goalie a little bit growing up, and in club I had keeper training. I kind of know the basics, so... going in, it was definitely a challenge. Definitely, I was very nervous, but it was fun. I had a good time and had came up with a couple saves that I was happy with that I think helped out the team a little bit. But we're missing Malloy, but it was fun to be back there.
I imagine as a senior coming in, just want to do anything to really help the team at this particular point. And if it means making a position change here, if it's good for the team, then that's what you want to do.
Definitely.
And just talk about maybe the things that you had to do, again, to adjust to making that change right now.
Well, I think it was a big part of it is just knowing that I am the last line of defense, and I'm there 75% of the time to be talking and communicating with my team and my defense what they need to be doing, where they need to be. And I think a lot of that helped. What helped me was Ashley Malloy coming to me and just helping me through that, because obviously she knows way more about what's going on back there than I do. So that definitely helped me. That was a big transition point, was Ashley Malloy coming to me and helping me.
How much time did you have to prepare for this change?
Day and a half. It was pretty quick. She learned on, I think, that last Tuesday that she was going to be out, and then we did like a just kind of a day where who are we going to put in there, and then on Thursday found out that it'd probably be me, and that was it. I went from there.
All right, let's just talk about this season up to this particular point. Talking with you before we went on, a lot of games on the road to start the season, and just kind of talk about the way the season started for you and the road games you had to go through.
Yeah, I think first six of our seven games were on the road, and in Minnesota, in Oklahoma, so long trips, Thursday through Sunday. So they were tough games that we face some adversity and struggled a little bit, but I think now getting into midseason, it's going to be better from here on out.
I know Coach Oza talked about better things are ahead in October, and it's already seeing some better things out of the team right now. What are some of the things that you've seen that this team's been able to improve on here in the last few weeks?
I think definitely our defense has been looking a little better. We're closing people down. We're jumping in into getting pressure onto people and not allowing them to just run by us, I guess. So I think our defense has been looking a lot better.
Now, as you turn around, we've got some home games coming up, a couple this weekend, and just talk about how nice it's going to be to be back home and playing in front of some good fans here at Northwest.
Oh, yeah, our home field advantage is definitely an impact for us because we have the grass that we're used to playing on, whereas when we've been traveling, a lot of it has been on turf. It doesn't seem like it, but that's a big difference to get used to. And so our fans are awesome. We always have our stands packed. We got parents and students and teachers and whoever that come out. It's definitely a big help for us.
And I think Tracy talked a little bit about this with Matt as well, but the difference between playing on grass and as opposed to turf in soccer, what are some of the main differences that you have to be concerned with?
Well, on turf, the ball travels just so much faster. It bounces so much higher. The trajectory of the ball on grass is just so much different than on turf, and it's unpredictable basically on turf. So it's when we practice the majority of the time, obviously on grass on our field, when you change over to turf, it's unexpected and it's a little bit hard to get used to.
Hey, I know in the past, I think turf has changed some in the recent years, but in the past it used to be really hard on knees and ankles and things because it's such a hard base, and I think now it's a little more cushioned than what it used to be. But which is easier on your body, playing on turf or grass? Yeah.
I think it definitely depends on what you're playing on the majority of the time, because I know in high school we played on a turf field and I didn't feel any of the pain from playing on the turf field. But now going from grass into turf, I can definitely feel it in my back the next day. Like you said, knees. It's definitely different, and it hurts the next day if you're not used to it.
And it really looks like they do an excellent job, too, maintaining the grass field that you have here, and I imagine that makes a little bit of difference, too.
Oh, yeah, our field is beautiful. It's always beautiful. The grass is nice and thick, so it's good to run on and good to play on.
So I mentioned early on you're coming to Northwest from Omaha, Nebraska, and let's just talk about what initially brought you to the Northwest campus.
Well, I had a teammate from Omaha FC that I played with that was looking at this school, so I came down with her just to a practice, I guess it was kind of like a tryout practice that we did here, and I loved the school, I loved the campus, met Tracy, met the team. It was just, I really enjoyed all of it, and it was, I think a lot of people say this when they say they come to Northwest to visit, but it's a very much a family atmosphere, and I know I felt that when I came here.
And what makes the campus stand out as a student when you come to visit a school like Northwest? What were some of the things that, from a campus standpoint, that really impressed you?
Well, first of all, the grounds are just beautiful. There's the trees and flowers and everything around is just absolutely beautiful. And walking around on it, everything is far enough apart, but it's not a crazy campus that is just so spread out that you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get from class to class, which is a big thought, I think, when a lot of people are coming. So the campus is a good size, it's beautiful, so I know those were definitely two things that had an impact on me.
And academically, talk about your course of study and maybe what the future entails for you.
Yeah, I'm a psychology and child and family studies major and minor. And I'm looking into doing victim advocacy or child advocacy, which is working with victims, or most likely what I want to do is children that are victims of physical, sexual abuse. So.
All right. And now with your senior year here, again, about midway through the year here, maybe a little more than midway, but just talk about the goals that you had set to start the season. And obviously some things have changed a little bit moving into goal here, mm-hmm. but what are some of the things you want to accomplish during your senior season?
Well, I think from here on out, we definitely are wanting to get a couple more shutouts. And I know that's hard with me in goal as opposed to Ashton Malloy, but I think if I can do what I can to help that out, we want to definitely just compact the defense and just cut down the amount of goals. We want to get a couple more shutouts. We want to obviously be scoring more goals, which is hard because we have a lot of our forwards injured right now. But we're doing the best we can, and that's I think that's another one that we're looking at to improve on, is scoring a lot more goals in the game.
All right. Well, Lizzie, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, that's Lizzie Lee, a senior, now a goaltender for the Northwest Missouri State soccer team, who's with us here this evening on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Lizzie, again, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So, again, Lizzie Lee with us this evening. We got much more coming up on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll turn our attention to football, and Shane Smith, senior offensive lineman, will be joining us. And hopefully Shane's gotten over yesterday with the Cardinals and the little tough problem that they had with the Cubs. But we'll be back to talk to Shane about that and much more for you on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And time to turn our attention to football, and offensive lineman Shane Smith joining us, senior out of Shelbina, Missouri. And Shane, I mentioned a little bit beforehand, I know you're a big Cardinal fan, like Matt and I as well, and yesterday's kind of a little bit of a tough day for us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't an easy time to be around all my friends. You know, everybody up here is a Royals fan, and especially Coach Doyle. He wanted to make sure that I knew the Royals were still in the postseason and the Cardinals weren't for the first time ever, probably, you know. So it was disappointing, but there's always next year for us.
That's right. I think we'll be fine, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's just talk about this season for you. Again, a senior on the offensive line, and you've coming in as an experienced lineman there. What are some of the things you've been trying to do to help with some of the newer players on that offensive line?
One of the things that I try to do is I always try to answer the questions when the younger guys are asking me questions, especially with as many guys as we've been rotating this year. You know, a lot of them will come to me to ask me about a certain situation, if the guy slants, or, you know, how to respond or what to do. And the best thing I can do is just tell them, you know, this is what I do. Just be physical and come off the ball, and everything else will usually take care of itself.
And again, being an experienced person on that line, I imagine you've had the opportunity through the years to be a mentor. Now it's essentially your turn to be the mentor for these guys.
Oh yeah, definitely. When I was younger and my first year starting here, it was I was always, my eyes were just so big, and I was always asking the guy next to me, Cody Carlson, what to do, and he was always great in helping me understand what I needed to do and communicating it really well. And I'm just trying to do my best whenever I'm answering these young guys' questions.
And kind of a quarterback along the offensive line there, essentially, aren't you, to a certain degree?
Yeah, you could say that. Coach Doral a couple weeks ago said that I was a quarterback in a lineman's body. And I think that fits a little bit. I like to make sure everything's flowing well amongst the offensive linemen and that we talk about the stuff we need to talk about on the sideline.
It really looks like things are starting to come together. The last couple of weeks have seen the running game really get going as well as the passing game. And just kind of talk about the way the offense seems to be coming together in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. We were really disappointed in the way that we'd kind of started off this season. And we knew we could play a lot better as an offensive line and as an offense. And, you know, up front, we kind of like to think that the offense is going to go as we go. We're the biggest group on the field. We've got five out of the 11 guys are offensive linemen. So we really took upon ourselves to start practicing better and putting more work in the film room and whatnot. And it translated the last 2 weeks into some really good games for us offensively.
Yeah, it really seems like an emphasis the last couple weeks has been really to get that ground game going.
Yeah. And you know, as an offensive lineman, you love that. You know, I speak for me and the guys over there that came with me.
They got quite a crew over there.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They're not very easy on the eyes, but they're a lot of fun to be around.
And I think they're too busy eating right now to listen to what I just said.
Yeah, they wanted me to make sure I gave them a shout-out, so I just gave them a shout-out, and they didn't even acknowledge it.
But like I said, as an offensive lineman, it's a lot of fun whenever we try to go out and establish the run, we can do it and just kind of impose our will on the defense.
Also, I've seen the last couple of games a little bit of difference at quarterback with alternating in a little bit with Kyle Zimmerman and Brady Bowles both but getting some snaps. And talk a little bit about the difference between having each of the quarterbacks back there. Do you do things a little bit differently with the skill set that they bring out onto the field?
Honestly, we barely even notice. They almost have identical cadences. And as far as the play, we're just looking down at the wristband trying to go as fast as we can. I don't really notice a difference.
And it really seems like it kind of adds a little bit as far as what the skills they bring, where you can do a few different things out there on the field, though.
Oh, absolutely. They're both very talented guys and very hard workers and good people to be around, good people to have on the team.
Seemed like this last game, a lot of focus at the very start with the team where we really want to come out and make a statement early against Lindenwood.
Yeah, we were really excited to start that game. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy on the sideline. And we wanted to really come out and start with a bang and really play a complete 60 minutes, and I think we did that.
Well, how much of an impact did before the game in the pregame warm-ups? I understand that Lindenwood was had the players, as they were going through, had a few things to say to you guys. Did that help to focus out a little bit for you?
I think it very much. It fueled the fire, to say a little bit. It was a lot of fun because – once that happened, once they kind of started saying some stuff, you could kind of see it in everybody's eyes that it was no more Mr. Nice Guy, if there was going to be a nice guy. But we really turned it up right there, and we played with a chip on our shoulder after that. It was a lot of fun, one of the funnest games I've ever played.
Now, as you look ahead to the schedule, things don't get much easier the rest of the way. You've got some of the teams that have been not only traditional teams in the MIAA at the top, but some teams coming along. You've got Pittsburgh State, obviously, this week. And that's, first of all, talk about the Gorillas. And from an offensive lineman standpoint, what are some things you've been prepping for or getting ready for the Gorillas this week?
They have arguably the best defensive line in our conference. Definitely the best defensive line we've seen thus far. They're very athletic, especially at defensive end. Both of their ends are very good players. They play hard and they're very well coached. So we've been kind of going back to the basics, focusing on what we need to do to win, focusing on not getting too caught up in the atmosphere down there. You know, none of us have played down there in their stadium. And so we kind of focused on doing what we do best, you know, getting set, playing fast, and then not getting too caught up in the emotions and stuff.
Do they do anything different from what you've seen this year, or is it just pretty much that they're talented and execute better than some of the teams you play?
They do a little bit of a few things different, but their execution is very, very high. They, they're very sound. We know we definitely have our hands full with these guys because they're, you know, Pitt State's always going to play us tough.
Now, you talked about the atmosphere at Pittsburgh State again. You haven't seen that since the games prior to this where you were in Maryville or down at Arrowhead for you. But when you look at an atmosphere like that, I would imagine it's still a fun atmosphere to play in, even though you know there's going to be a lot of folks cheering against you. But I would imagine it's easier to get focused and get ready for a game there as opposed to a couple of weeks ago down in Tahlequah where there's maybe 200 or 300 people in the stands. And it's just, I imagine this is what you really play for coming up this Saturday.
Absolutely. I think these games are a lot of fun. Kind of like when we went to Central Missouri, they had a pretty good crowd. And it's a lot more fun to go on the road and see a big crowd like that. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, you know, the crowd was basically non-existent, so we kind of had to create our own energy. That was one of the things that we were wanting to do that week. This week, there's going to be plenty of energy. Now we just got to focus on doing our job and doing what we've been practicing this week.
So imagine you come to Northwest from Shelbyna, Missouri, and South Shelby. Just talk about your high school career and some of the things that led you to Northwest.
Yeah, I went to South Shelby High School. It's a very small school in Shelbyna. I like to joke around with all the guys around here saying it's the best small school football program in the world or something. You know, whatever it is, you know. But, you know, I was recruited here out of high school, and I was very intrigued by the family atmosphere. A lot of the people that were recruiting me kind of sold it, but it wasn't worth buying what they were selling. And up here, you could kind of tell that the family atmosphere is real here, and that's something that really attracted me and one of the things that I love and one of the reasons I'm glad I made this decision.
And obviously the tradition of Bearcat football, I imagine it helps a little bit with that too.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you've show a history of winning a lot of games. Winning is a lot more fun than losing. That's a pretty good recruiting pitch.
No doubt about that. And let's just talk about your academics as you're a senior now, and just kind of talk about your study and where you're headed after Northwest.
I am a major in accounting and economics. I'm a dual major, and I graduate in December. And I'm currently on the job hunt, looking for a job with an accounting firm. Looking right now in the Kansas City area. Hopefully I'll be finding out some good news soon, and that'll be one less thing to worry about. But yeah, I'm hoping to find a job with an accounting firm.
Now, did you? I think I talked to you at one of the luncheons here a couple of weeks ago that you had an interview or talk with a recruiter from, was it from Central Oklahoma prior to the Central game, or was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just talk a little bit about that discussion there.
It was fun. It was kind of a laid back talk. I actually spoke with him again today, so it was a very good meeting, and I thought it went very well. They asked me, so have you done an interview before? And I said, well, this is my first job interview ever. And I said, I don't really know how it's going. I'm just trying to be myself. And I just had this big old smile on my face, and they started laughing. So I think it went well.
Well, the fact that Northwest defeated Central Oklahoma didn't play any factor at all with this recruiter.
They were a little bit bummed. Actually, no. They were from Central Missouri.
Okay.
She was a little bit upset, but she wasn't too mad.
All right. Well, Shane, good luck to you the rest of the season, and especially this big game coming up Saturday with Pittsburgh State.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right, Shane Smith with us, an offensive lineman for the Bearcat football team. Got another prize to hand out before we go to break here, as we have another student body gift card to hand out. And Susan Hingler is the recipient of the student body gift card. If Susan can come over and see Karen to the left here and pick up that gift card, winner here on the KXCV Karen W. Bearcat Coaches Show this evening. We'll come back, continue to talk football with you. That's all coming up from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville right after this timeout from the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, joins us. And Matt, AD really didn't come in and make things too good for us to start with.
No,
kind of rubbing in the Cardinal deal here.
I'm just stating facts. The Royals have moved on, and the Cardinals did not. So, go Royals.
But you were talking about it's been kind of fun in the locker room.
Oh, it's been hilarious. We have so many Central Iowa and Eastern Iowa kids. You know, they're all Cubs fans, and of course, everybody around here for the most part is. I said for the most part, other than you two, and I think Dan Edmonds, he's a Cardinals fan too. But yeah, it's been fun. We've got so many St. Louis kids are over in the eastern side of the state, so it's been a good little rivalry going on.
Well, at least Rich Wright off your staff has the decency to be a good Cardinal fan.
He does. Coach Wright did. We walked in today, and a couple of our GAs had Royals stuffs on, and he just looked at them, and he goes, you know, for the last 12 years, nobody's cared about baseball around here. Now, all of a sudden, there seems to be a lot of Royals fans. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I know the feeling. Somebody asked me earlier today, what time's there? Who's playing tonight? And, of course, my thought was the college football game and the NFL game. I've moved beyond baseball season.
It's exciting. It's when you grow up with them and, you know, some good memories of when they were good when I was young, and then you go so long, I mean really long, with them being – irrelevant. It makes things interesting.
Yeah.
Well, talking about interesting, let's talk about Bearcat football here, and a big win for you on Saturday against Lyndon Wood. Really jumped on them early and kept the pressure on and rolled to a good win.
We did, John. I was really pleased with our kids. I was happy for them. Just they came out and they executed at a high level. We had a good week of preparation, and it was just fun. We had a great day. I know I said that after the game. We had guys bouncing around and running up and down the sidelines, so it was a lot of fun. We never got the final total. I think it was probably in the high 70s, low 80s, the number of kids that participated in the game. So, I mean, you got a lot of kids that got in there and got a chance to play, and that made – obviously, that's made practice all the better this week. But you go back and you watch the film, and, you know, it just stands out to me how hard our kids play and how physical they were, and so it was exciting.
It's weird to think about and say with an undefeated team, but confidence. It seems like the last 2 weeks, even though you guys have been undefeated, it seems like the confidence level has really jumped these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something, you know, after Central Oklahoma, you know, you go back and you assess and you said, okay, we won the football game. We're excited about that. We feel like we turned the corner in that game playing special teams. We've played great on defense all year, and I feel like we turned the corner on special teams, and you know, we really challenged our kids. We got to start playing better on offense. And honestly, that was to be leading into this game. And, you know, you're playing a team like Pittsburgh State. You can't go limping in there with false hope and false confidence and getting by with Mickey Mouse first downs and tricking people. You have to go in and execute and be physical. And I feel like we've done that the last 2 weeks. So, and it's amazing what that does for your whole football team, not just the offense, the defense, the defensive coaches, the special teams, and, you know, everybody can rally around the entire team now because everybody's playing good. And it's exciting. I'm proud of our kids. They're working hard.
One of the things that impressed me Saturday on the offensive side of things was just the number of plays you were able to get off. It just seemed like the team was really sharp getting to the line of scrimmage, getting the plays off, and then turning around getting the next play going. Just a great number of plays that you were able to snap off on Saturday.
It is, John. Our tempo was good, but it's easy to play with good tempo when the other team only had 36 yards of offense going into the last drive. We had so many three and outs by the defense, but it did. We were trying to play with a high tempo, high energy. You know, one of the things that really stood out to me with Lindenwood was you know, top guys to the bottom guys. To me, there was a huge difference between their starters and their backups. And that's probably a case of a lot of programs. You know, we try to pride ourselves on trying to be consistent with that two deep, but there was a huge drop-off between their starters and the kids that were having to come in on the D-line. Some of the receivers, their linebackers, their secondary, and I mean, they were going from playing seniors and juniors to some true freshmen, and that's tough. But when you can keep that foot feed down and keep the gas pedal down, man, those guys have to check themselves out. They get too tired chasing the football.
It's maybe not been majorly noticed by fans, but that extra official that they've added this year, what has that done in trying to keep tempo offense?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, they'll publish all those statistics at the end of the year. But I know going into this year, after they added that eighth official last year in Division I football, I think it was around six to eight more plays a game. Teams were getting in, and I think it was right around 2.5 to 3 seconds. The snaps were getting off quicker, and so it doesn't sound like a lot, but you do the math on that in a 60-minute contest, that it's obviously going to add extra snaps each quarter and each half and right on down the line. So I like it because, to me, what it's doing, he does a couple things. He spots the football. He tells the center, he's communicating with the center on when it's good to snap the football and when it's not. And when you're punting the football, he watches the shield. I mean, that's his only three jobs. And so what it's freed up the head guy, the white hat guy, to do is look to the sideline for substitutions. And I think it's made the game cleaner. I think it's allowed the defense. You know, the last few years in college football, it was just the defense, I think, was getting the shaft. There was so many substitutions that were coming in and out, and they weren't catching it. So it's really helped with that, too.
And when you talk about defense for Northwest, and you touched on about this a little bit earlier too, but just another great job that they did against Lyndon Glenn.
Yeah, extremely physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, our guys do such a great job of studying film, and I think taking the base or the core plays away from an offense, and they just say, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to do something other than what you like to do or what you've been good at in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And, you know, proud of our guys for doing that. And Lindenwood threw actually a couple things at us in the second quarter they hadn't shown, and obviously it didn't work. So, but you got to give credit to our guys. Pass rush was phenomenal. Thought we harassed that quarterback the whole day, and he wasn't holding on to the ball very long. So that's a good thing, too.
When people hear you talk about physical play, they're thinking about, you know, contact and pushing guys around, which obviously is part of that. But how important is being right with the steps, being good with your fundamentals, yeah, along with that physical
play? Yeah, it's very important. You know, obviously you start with the defense, and you look at block recognition for defensive linemen. And so they're reading offensive linemen's steps. So if the defensive end is keying the right tackle and the right tackle steps in him, he's reading what step it is. Is it an outside zone step? Is it a ISO step, or is he pass protecting? And so it's very important there. Same thing with the offensive line, and even take that into the secondary with the corners. They're reading the release by the receivers, what their hands are doing, what their feet are doing. And, again, it's very important. And so much of that has to be done in the offseason, Matt. You have fundamental time in the fall, but right now, I mean, we're getting 15 to 20 minutes of that a day, which isn't a ton. So much of that is done in the winter on my own with the kids, into spring football and in the summer.
Yeah, right now it's just primarily trying to get ready for your next opponent, and you spend a lot of time.
It is, John, and I mean, since I played, and I know I'm getting old, but there's so much more offense now in a football game. There's so many more packages, the tempo. It's really forcing defenses to spend more time in team time, doing pass recognition, reading pass routes, just basically getting lined up to formations. And so it's amazing to me how much the game has changed in, I think, a short amount of time.
Over the course of a season, especially on the offensive side of the ball, do you put a lot of things in that haven't been done before in terms of plays and things like that to try to keep it fresh?
Everybody's different. Everybody has a different philosophy on that. My philosophy is, yes, we do. You know, we try to go in each week to add anywhere from 10 to 15 plays and probably around 30 new formations each week. So our guys have to show up Tuesday ready to learn. And so Tuesday's practice, I mean, you want it to have good tempo and be crisp, but there's always going to be a few mistakes Tuesday because you've added so many new things. But philosophically, to me, if you can take the type of athletes that we have and you put them on a field Saturday and the opponent is unsure what's coming. I think we've put our kids at a huge advantage. So, yeah, we try to do that quite a bit.
Ben, we're talking with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, and when we come back, we'll talk about the game coming up Saturday down in Pittsburgh, Kansas with Pittsburgh State. That's coming up right after this timeout from the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm talking with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, and AD. Big matchup this weekend. Pittsburgh State, the opponent down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and their team coming off a loss last week to Emporia State. 2 losses so far on the year, and it should be a heck of a matchup with the Gorilla team really looking to come up with a big win.
Yeah, it's a tough place to play. You know that, John. You've been down there numerous times, and you know I'm excited for our kids to get a chance to go there. You look at in recruiting, you know, we always try to sell to the kids at our atmosphere, but getting a chance to come to Northwest Missouri State and the type of big games you're going to get a chance to play in, whether that's a playoff game or a playing on the road with some of these opponents in our team. But we've got a huge test in front of us. The thing with Pittsburgh State, where they're so much different than any other team that we've faced so far, they're extremely, extremely physical up front on the offensive and defensive line. And so, you know, I feel like we've been battle-tested with some tough games at Central Missouri, obviously, and then Central Oklahoma being down. And I feel like, you know, I feel like I know how our kids are going to respond to adversity, but certainly this is a whole different beast just because of their style of play and, you know, the type of kids they have. I have a tremendous amount of respect for their coaching staff and their kids. They're tough kids.
Sounds like they're similar to you guys in the fact that they've got a lot of different skill players they could potentially use. You guys spread the ball out so well, make it tough to prepare for. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, they do. They're using 3 tailbacks, and they're all different. One of them's kind of a banger. One of them's more of an outside guy, outside zone, the tosses, things like that. And then one of them's great about getting out the routes. And it's really eerie because it reminds me of Jackson, Wilcox, and Grove, the way we use our guys. And so they're all a little bit different. I feel like they have three receivers that they're really trying to get the football to. And this, 2 of those guys are, you know, they're extremely fast for Division II football. And so they're doing a great job of spreading the wealth. And just, again, it all starts with them being physical at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's one thing. We were talking to Shane Smith a little bit earlier about that. He's saying they're going to definitely be the best defensive line that you guys have faced so far.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at their starters. Their 2 starting defensive ends, number 55 and number 6. 55 was first-team All-League last year, and he's back. And I turned the film on. I was like, yeah, his first couple years playing in their league, very good pass rusher. He was good at the run too, but man, the thing that stood out right away to me is he's really girthed up and bulked up. And so Matt Nelson's getting that strength deal going down there, but that kid looks good, and so does number 6. That stood out to me right away, that those 2 kids have I can give them credit. They're going into their senior years, have really changed the way they look. And, I mean, when you can tell a kid looks different on film immediately, you know he's had a good offseason.
You mentioned Matt Nelson. Boy, it seems like just about every week you hit a former Bearcat coach or player. I mean, it's incredible.
It is. Yeah, we were just talking about it before we came on, Fort Hays State, Phil Vigil. We you know, you could go through the list, Pittsburgh State, Fort Hays, Washburn. Of course, nobody's at Missouri Western. Nobody at Lindenwood, I'm trying to think. Northeast Oak, there's a guy. Nobody at Central Oklahoma. But, yeah, there's quite a few. There's quite a few of them out there bouncing around in our league.
I think the teams that don't have them, Kearney made up for that.
Yeah, right.
As
yeah.
Many
oh,
as
yeah,
they
obviously
get.
I forgot Kearney. Well, I forgot Kearney, but obviously there's about 12 of those guys out there.
Any yeah. So. Truth that they're going to change their team colors to green up
no, there? No, I don't think so. No.
You were talking about atmosphere just a little bit ago. You made an interesting point earlier this week talking about even though you're going on the road and playing in a loud atmosphere and an excited atmosphere, that's still something, even though it's on the road, your players look forward to being a part of an atmosphere like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a Saturday was fun, but if you did that back-to-back-to-back weeks, I mean, that'd get old. I mean, it really would. That's not why you compete. You know, that's not why I coach. That's not why kids work 360 days a year, basically, to get ready for a chance to play 11 football games. They want to be in the arena in a tough atmosphere like that, you know, and obviously, it's going to be an extremely tough place to play, but as a competitor, you know, they want to be in games like that. That's what makes it fun. I think you and I talked earlier this week, one of the things that I remember about as a player, I wouldn't use the word athlete, I'd use the word player, is games like that. You know, win or lose, you remember the games like that where you were playing against the tough opponent, where the atmosphere was great.
And when you see a game like this coming up, two teams that seem to be fairly evenly matched, what do you see as some of the keys to the way things should match up?
Turnovers is the number one thing. I mean, you know, you look at college football and the statistics speak for themselves with that. And it's well documented since 2003 in our program what turnovers do for us and don't do for us. And so in a game of this magnitude, that's going to be the number one thing. Kicking game. They've got two dynamic return guys. Both their kickoff return guys are right around 20, 22 yards on average. And so, yeah. And so that's going to be a challenge. Same thing. Those same guys are the guys doing the punt returning. And so, you know, there's the hidden yardage in a big football game. Being able to punt the football and tackle a kid, or does the kid get a 20-yard return on you? Well, that's two first downs that maybe they didn't have to get and they were going to punt. So that's going to be huge. And then we've really challenged our kids, you know, all week on we have to be physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, our offense and defensive line, we have to find a way to try to win at the line of scrimmage. If we don't do that, it's going to be a tough day.
Is it tougher, in talking about turnovers, is it tougher to get the team to force turnovers or is it tougher to keep them from turning the football over?
Well, I don't know if I can answer that. I think the big thing is just a mindset. I think it really starts with the offense. It starts with your quarterback, of him understanding the situation. There's times in a football game, there's times to take shots down the field, and there's other times that you need to tuck the football away and punt the football. And I'm proud of our guy because he's, you know, so far he's demonstrated his ability to do that this year. And the flip side of that is defensively, there's times you take chances and try to jump around in a football game, and there's times you don't do that. There's times you try to strip a football and pop a football when you've secured a tackle or you know you're the second or third guy in there, and there's times you don't because of, man, if I don't make this tackle, he may bust it. So that's the million-dollar question in football, and I wish I had the answer for it.
All right. Well, Adam, thanks a lot for being with us this evening. It should be a fun one on Saturday.
Yes, it will. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, and that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. Or at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out.